It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. Happy to have you with us today for this beautiful Friday. Before we get into the birthdays, I do want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We have new episodes every Tuesdays and Fridays, so do not miss an episode. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Angus Young. 67 years old. I should hope that you know he is the guitar player for AC/DC. 67. Doesn't that sound a little young? You know? Well, the reason is because when he got started with AC/DC, he was only 17. They were a signed band, had an album out, touring the world or whatever, and he's 17 years old. That's pretty amazing. Shirley Jones is 88. William Daniels is 95. He's a movie star from, obviously, back in the day. Not too familiar with him, to be honest. Christopher Walken is 79. And Al Gore is 74. Also known as the inventor of the internet. Oh, you don't believe me? Okay.
I took the initiative in creating the internet.
Told you. All right, let's get into the news. Big news day here. Starting off with NBC News. Gwyneth Paltrow not at fault in ski crash trial, jury decides. Well, that's good. I think we all know what happened here. There was a little incident on the slopes, collision, innocent on all parties, and then this guy sees, holy hell, that's Gwyneth Paltrow. And then all of a sudden, his eyeballs turn into the dollar symbol, like in the cartoons. Yeah, that's what happened there. All right, this one is a story from Newsmax. I don't know if anyone has heard about this yet. Trump's New York court date set Tuesday for 30-count indictment. That is a first for a former president. So we'll see how that plays out. The world is on the edge of their seats. What I'm questioning is the statute of limitations. Apparently, they're up. So you can't press charges if the statute of limitations are up. So that'll probably be how this ends. All right, we've got some celebrity romance news. This one from Paired Life. Never heard of them, but you gotta give them props. All right, this one. Reese Witherspoon's rumored new man has tongues a-wagging. I guess her new guy is Tom Brady. Who would have thunk it? I thought maybe he would do the DiCaprio thing and date his young, keep trading them in. And I think he's got, Reese is older than Tom. So, good for her. Good for her. All right. This story comes from Reuters, and this one's terrible. This one's absolutely terrible. But, we have to report stories good and bad. But we have a guaranteed good one at the end of every episode, so we've got that to look forward to. Kentucky helicopter crash, 9 killed after Army Blackhawks collide. These people were flying a practice mission or whatever at nighttime with night vision goggles, and things just went awry. I don't, know exactly what happened yet. We might look into that. But that's terrible. Those are all heroes. And my condolences go out to those families. As promised, we end the episode with good news because we like to leave you on a good note. This one from Good News Network. One stem cell injection to target inflammation slashed the risk of heart attack and stroke by 58%. Apparently, a trial showed one stem cell injection to the heart of people that had heart failure lowered their risk of stroke and heart attack by 58%. Go to that website and read more if you're interested in that. It's very fascinating. So, yeah, we're going to leave this episode pretty short compared to other ones. I had a late start this morning due to unrelated business, but I will always do my best to get the show up, whether it's short or long. But that is it for today. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and be safe out there. And until Tuesday, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.